I'd like to, at this point, since this next song is going to be the last song of the evening, thank you people very much for the appreciative response and hopefully for listening out in the radio and all that other good stuff. I think the people in Tucson are very fortunate to have such a fine radio station as this to allow concerts, you know. And they deserve a good something. Really. We got one more song, and just remember the Dixie Dregs from Atlanta on Capricorn.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, and we're going to start it out with Dixie Dregs, Cruise Control, recorded 1978 at Lee Furr's Studios in Tucson, Arizona. You're in the Bootlegger Shack.
All right, the Dixie Dregs.
Home to baby. Come on, the past. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby.
Free with All Right Now, recorded in 1970 on the In Concert television show. And that was Paul Rogers on the vocals. That was his band before he started Bad Company. Now we're going to listen to a band called Rock Pile doing a song, I Knew the Bride. And this is from 1979 at the Palladium in New York City.
Should've seen her go, I need a bride, but she's a rock and roll. I need a bride, but she's to the front. I can see her now, drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. Beast up in the morning, beast up in the show. Oh, I need a bride when she's to rock the road. I need a bride when she's to rock the road. I need a bride when she's to rock the road. I need a bride when she's to rock the road. Now with a head full of phone, jumping up and down to a favorite song. Still remember when she used to wanna make a lot of noise, popping and bopping with the street corner boys. She used to wanna party, she used to wanna go. Oh, I need a bride when she used to rock and roll. I need a bride when she used to rock and roll. I need a bride when she used to rock and roll. I need a bride when she used to rock and roll.
How are you doing out there, New York?
I first met him in New York before I'd even heard him play, and I'd heard some incredible stories coming down the line that he was uncontrollable, crazed, and a maniac, you know. And actually, he was a very soft and gentle person. The first time I heard him play, I was in a rehearsal room putting together the New Animals, and we were taking a coffee break. And this shadowy figure stepped into the room wearing a large Western sombrero kind of hat with beads around it. And he looked almost sort of purple, you know, in the darkness of this club. And he grabbed a hold of Vic Briggs' guitar and at the same instant said, "Do you mind if I have a jam?" You know, and cracked up into a blues, up-tempo blues jam with John Weedon and Barry Jenkins and Danny McCulloch from my band just leapt in and chased him on this incredible jam. And I mean, the sounds just rocketed around the room, like ricocheted around the room. Like, I was totally stunned. And from that point on, I became unashamedly Jimi Hendrix addict. And I still am.
Talk about the rock of dawn, talk about the clothes I wear, but they don't realize they're the ones who swear. Yeah, now that's why. Keep me in a plastic cage, but they don't realize it's so easy to break. Yeah, but sometimes I can feel my heart kind of getting hot. That's when I got to move before I get caught. So dig this, that's why. Baby.
Now, we heard Eric Burden talking to Andy Peebles on BBC Radio about his first meeting of Jimi Hendrix. Then we just listened to Jimi Hendrix Stone Free from 1967, recorded at BBC Sessions. And actually, Eric Burden was the very, very last person that Jimi Hendrix ever played with before he passed on. He sat in with Eric Burden in War at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London just a few nights before he overdosed and died. Next, we're going to listen to Grateful Dead from 1974, recorded at Winterland in San Francisco, U.S. Blues. You're in the Bootlegger Shack, coming at you live on Quack House Radio, on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net. AC/DC, Highway to Hell, from 2010, at Donington Park in some town in England. And Highway to Hell is the song responsible for Australia banning pop music at festivals. At funerals, because too many people were playing Highway to Hell. Here's Alcatraz with Steve Vai. This is just shortly after he joined the band after Malmsteen left to go solo. And they're going to do a song called Painted Lover from 1984 at Archer Hall in Hyoga, Japan.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
You ain't gonna worry my life anymore. You're not gonna worry my life anymore. Hold on along. Hold on along. Oh, you ain't need so bad. What's the part? But sorry, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Been gone. Oh, I had to worry. Oh, night and day. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. No, no, you all right no more. I think I want to do Jello. A little thing you call Jello. Kick it. You. I can't
you. By you, you. I can't change, can't help.
John Lee Hooker, Worried Life Blues, and then Jealous on You. And that was from 1983 at the Metropole in Berlin, Germany. Here's the Outlaws from 1978, Hurry Sundown. This comes from the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York.
Thank you. Opinion from the greatest rock band that ever was, and also the finest musician I've ever got to play with, from Led Zeppelin and them Crooked Vultures, Mr. John Paul Jones.
First met, I went to see Steve down the 12 Bar Club in London. Actually, quite a few years ago.
I think it's like 6 years ago now.
6 years ago.
Yeah, it was a tiny little place.
Tiny little place. Dan was playing drums. There was a barefooted bass player.
Yeah, so. That's why he doesn't play with us no.
Okay. Yeah, actually, yeah, I remember. He said, "You want to play with us? Yeah. Do you wear shoes?" I said, "Yeah, okay. For you, I will."
You all right? While you're in your rush hour traffic, freeway like a parking lot, just think about a Thunderbird riding west and free on a hot shot.
So how did it sort of gradually evolve that you began to
It didn't gradually together? Evolve. I didn't see him ever again. No. And when we was making the record, me and Dan was, one night we was a little bit over-lubricated. And Dan, Dan goes, "Let's get a bass player on this song." And I go, "Yeah, who?" And he goes, "The guy from Led Zeppelin." That was it.
Not John Paul Jones, the guy from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
whoever he is.
Yeah, that boy in Led Zeppelin. But I thought he was joking, you know. I mean, it had been 6 years, and also we had no connection really. But he goes, there ain't no one else who could do it, or who should do it, in our opinion. But that was just two crazy guys sitting at the down and on my house, so there was no connection to reality. He said that, and then the next day, when we was like a little bit sober, I thought, yeah, that would be really something if we could get him. But I have no idea how to get a hold of John, and it was just through some happen chance, few connections that we found the guy, his friend, who works plays bass.
All those years, I was trying to avoid them, and so they got my number. Like, it took them 6 years, but
no, I didn't get your number. I got your friend's number.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I got crossed up.
Why you dining out at St. Louis? Fresh pies and $100 wine. Right? I'm a fire, I'm cooking SpaghettiOs. Underneath a billion star tonight. I drink a Thunderbird. Strictly Thunderbird. Drink a Thunderbird.
I just need to borrow a girl.
That was C6 Steve with John Paul Jones doing some North Mississippi style blues. A song called Thunderbird. That was recorded 2011 at Crop Ready Festival in Oxfordshire, UK. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we got just enough time for one last track here. We're going to play it out with Molly Hatchet from 1979. Trust Your Old Friend. This is from the Agora Ballroom in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for listening.